Omara Mukhtar has played shows at iconic venues from Coachella to Carnegie Hall. Mukhtar is better known by his stage name, Bambino. He sings in Tamashek, the language of his people, the Tuareg. They're indigenous to the Sahel region of Africa that stretches from the Atlantic Ocean to the Red Sea. And when I caught up with him, he was getting ready backstage at the Hamilton in Washington, D.C.
If you're ready, shall we start?
Oui.
Bambino is out with his seventh album. It's named for that homeland, Sahel. Tuareg are indigenous to this region, but today their communities are divided by modern borders. The words on a single from the album, Aitma, includes call-outs to his brothers in these modern states. Mali, Libya, Algeria.
What really disturbs me, it looks like where we live is abandoned on purpose. We have to talk about the Sahel through our albums, through our songs, through an understanding of the entire world. In our songs, we want to help you understand our Tamashek culture. The Tuareg are welcoming because we live in the desert, where it's rare to see other people, to have contact with the outside world. Our mission is to tell the whole world that the Tuareg are welcoming people. It's not like what you see in the media, where you hear about the Tuareg every time there's rebellion, every time there's a problem.
He's referring to a series of Tuareg uprisings. Tuareg rebels took up arms against the government of Niger seeking autonomy, and Bambino was twice displaced by those conflicts. The first time, in the 90s, he was 12 and just falling in love with the guitar. It started with a gift from his uncle.
Mais c'était pas la guitare, c'était un accordion.
It wasn't a guitar, it was actually an accordion. So I sort of got the wrong gift, and I had to gather up my courage. It took a little while, but in the end, I did muster up the courage, and I got him to change the gift from an accordion to the guitar.
But in another uprising in the late 2000s, that guitar, it became a danger to him. The government of Niger saw music as a tool of recruitment. Les guitaristes, as they were called, were banned. Two of his bandmates disappeared and are presumed dead. And Bambino fled the country because music was his tool of empowerment.
We say that with conflict, we always know how it's going to start, but we never know how it's going to end. Each time there's a problem, the vulnerable ones are affected. And in Africa, that's artists. Despite all that, they keep going. Music is important. Music unites everyone, and through music, we feel proud.
It's on the second song of his album, Alwani, that he sings of the sadness of the conflict he's seen. Youth is the mindset of recklessness, he says. What happened caused me so much grief. Thoughts and memories of my friend often come back to me. Anyone who sows evil will meet him one day.
Is that about your friends that you lost?
Yes, this song is about the friends we lost. It's really a shame that they're not here today, that they can't enjoy this big success. But at the same time, everything we do, everything we play, it's all thinking about them.
You've lived a nomadic life, like you've said. You've lived in many places. And you've been a refugee twice. You've had to flee twice from conflict. What does home mean to you?
The notion of home is really important for any human, from birth to death. Your home is your parents, your grandparents. You have your own origin story. It's about where you grew up. And it doesn't matter about the individual person or the nationality. They're always happy when they go home. And it's important not to forget where you come from. For me, it's northern Niger. It's in Agadez.
You have a line in one of your songs. We have abandoned the desert, our dear homeland. The enemies say it does not belong to us. The desert is our land. Our culture is our identity. Only union can allow us to defend them.
Is this about home?
Oui.
Yes. When you look at where I come from, it was forgotten by the rest of the world. There's nothing to feed or develop this region. There are no good schools, there are no good roads. And all development starts with good roads. What's really important is that the government of Niger should be thinking about this before I do.
That's an interesting point, but you aren't thinking about it.
Oui, oui.
Do you feel a responsibility? Being so well known, having access to the world, and sharing your culture and your people's experiences with the world, do you feel a responsibility to create something better for more than you, for your people?
I do have a sense of responsibility. So long as you go outside and tour, you have a sense of responsibility. You need to bring about any change you can. It's up to artists to bring the message of peace as far as possible.
We wrap up so Bambino can change out of his jeans, and an hour later, he appears on stage in a glimmering dark boubou, the traditional Tuareg robe, his signature white scarf draped around his neck.
Who's ready for the show?
Next to him, the brother of one of his lost bandmates plays the guitar. They are bonded by culture, by loss, by music, and by joy. On that stage, he and his bandmates share that with the world.
Did you eat? You drink? And now is the time to have a fan. So come in the front, dance, and okay?